It is Luke Wilson, tight end for the Detroit Lions, and a proud Canadian. Luke, thanks for doing this, man. How are you?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, I guess what's going on in Atlanta? How's the week been so far?
You know, it's funny because it's a little cold, I think, for Atlanta. So everybody's talking about how cold it is, but pretty warm, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I saw photos on Twitter yesterday. Someone's like, "Oh my God, this snowstorm is so bad." It's like clear skies and there's nothing on the ground. I'm like, really? Like, this is what we're worried about?
Apparently, there was supposed to be an inch of snow yesterday, so they had shut the city down, which was great for us because the traffic was much better for Tuesday, but no snow today, so the traffic was back up.
Oh,
you know what you got to do? You got to be shorts guy. Rub it in their faces and let them realize how soft they are down in Georgia. Be board short guys. Usually those guys are from the Maritime somewhere, but there's always that guy, you know, that just wears shorts until it's like minus 25.
No doubt, but I don't know if I could be that guy. I might have always disliked that guy, you know?
I think we all have, yeah. We don't like that guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how does the week go? Is this a lot of schmoozing, or is it, I can see you grinding away, you probably stay in the hotel room, just advanced stats, crunching numbers, things like that?
Not quite, guys. Not quite. You know, what's kind of nice, especially this year, is that I played both of these teams in the regular season. So I really don't have to do that much studying. You know, I did a week studying. So I'm one of those guys who gets to go out and enjoy the festivities, so to speak, of the week.
Well, we'll chat more Super Bowl in just a second here, Luke, but let's get into your season. Year one with the Lions, and I know that you were very excited when you signed with them. It was your childhood team. How would you put into words your 2018 season?
It was definitely a struggle. You know, statistically, definitely not my best year at all. And as a team, we only won 6 games. So that also kind of equated to the worst record I've had in this league so far, which has been kind of fortunate for me. But, you know, you guys know this from following this league. When you only play 16 games, it's such a win-now league. It's not a... You know, it's not baseball where we got a good minor league system. It's a rebuilding year. That's not really what the NFL is. You don't really hear like, "Hey, this is a rebuilding year." It's a win now league. So when you don't win, it's tough. You know, it makes every week, you know, very kind of suspenseful, a little tense. So it was a new experience on that side. But the positivity is I was at home. You know, it was great to be close to home. And also, I'm healthy and look forward to next season.
You should be a more popular guy even than you already are, because you guys did beat the Patriots. I remember listening to that game on the radio. I was driving up to an event, and I think it was the first time in like 26,000 years that you had a running back over 100 yards in Detroit. Kerryon Johnson was good down the stretch. But you guys beat the Pats. They should be picking your brain every day.
Yeah, you know what? I think that we might have had a couple coaches that really knew what was going on over
there.
Fair,
yeah.
You know, I think that helped. Also, I mean, don't get me wrong, the Patriots are a tremendous team. But again, like I said, this is a different league. It's not anyone can beat anybody every week. And I know it's a bit cliche. But I remember my first year with Seattle. I think we were 8-1 playing at home against Tampa Bay, who was 0-9. And we were down 21-3 at half, I believe, and ended up winning that game in overtime. But even that, it's like, That Seattle team was 13-3. We won the Super Bowl that year. We were one play away from losing to the 0-9 Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home. So it is like a league where the difference between first place and some of the worst teams in this league is very small.
Luke Wilson's our guest. He's doing some work for Sportsnet this week at the Super Bowl in Atlanta. He's a tight end for the Detroit Lions. And Luke, it's crazy when you think about it, because you know we all know around this table, you watch football, you know how good Tom Brady is. But you're talking about being a win-now league, and it's kind of hard even for a guy like you who plays in the league to wrap your head around the fact this guy's getting ready for his 9th Super Bowl.
And you just said it. I've had that question asked me a few times, and it's very hard for me to even fathom that. You know, for a lot of guys in this league, having a 9-year career is considered very, very, very successful. I mean, I think the average career in this league is 3 years. Don't quote me on that. But you know, a lot of guys, you now that I'm getting a little older, like, hey, how many years did you play? Like, oh, you hear a guy say I played 9 seasons. It's like, wow, man, congratulations. Like, what a great career to be healthy for 9 years, to be active for 9 years. This guy's been to 9 Super Bowls. I mean, again, that's why it's hard for me to wrap my head around that. I've been fortunate enough to play in 2 of them, and I feel like I've been here quite a bit, you know? And I, because you know guys that have never even come close.
Sure. Organizations that haven't come close, yeah.
Close. So it's like, it's very hard, like you said, for me to sit here and think that this is, that was his 9th media day. This will be his 9th Super Bowl. It's, to be honest with you, I think it's a record that'll never be broken.
I think you're right. I mean, 32-team league right now, it's insane their ability to be at this game as many times as they have, never mind win the thing. What did they do for you, to you guys? You beat them in that incredible, they beat you with that incredible finish in your 2nd Super Bowl. You won your first, but you played the Pats in the 2nd. Did they shift shape on you in a way that you didn't expect? Because that seems to be the calling card. They turn into your most difficult opponent. Whatever you're bad at, they tend to do. Did you see them do that to you guys like that game or not?
Not really, to be honest with you. There weren't very many curveballs. Every game you play in the NFL, there's a couple of wrinkles that each D coordinator and offensive coordinator throw in. But that was it was kind of a slugfest. They were who we kind of thought they were, and we were who they thought we were. Obviously, the end there didn't work out for me personally. But I think part of the Patriots, I don't know what the maybe allure or the trouble facing them, is that there's such a mystery about them, and kind of like you said, like that teams sometimes over think or over coach or over create to try and match. Hey, we got to make sure if they do this, we're prepared. If they do this, we're prepared, you know. And you take away that, and I'm not saying the Rams have done this at all because I obviously haven't been in their meetings, but Rams are a pretty good ball club here. I think they won 12 or 13 games this year. You know, they skated through to the NFC Championship. Obviously, there was a little controversy there, but New Orleans is also a tremendous team. I think won 13 games. So it's like The Rams are there for a reason. And if you look at that roster, they have some tremendous football players. So I think that the key is, yes, try and prepare for maybe the wrinkles the Patriots will throw at you, but also remain true to what got you there in the first place.
And it's crazy, too, from a Rams perspective, Luke, because you would have played them as a division rival. And also, now to see the turnaround in L.A. under Sean McVay, what they've done the last 2 years, to think about, A, where Jared Goff was 3 years ago, people calling him a bust at first overall. They got a complete and utter overhaul, and yet here they are in the Super Bowl, and they had a great year last year. They were upset in their first playoff game, but this is a team that looks like they're on the verge of maybe a nice little run here, and it's also a group you're familiar with, as you talked about. You played them in Week 13 this season.
Yeah, they're very talented. They got a lot of big-name guys, and I think that as the season progressed, they kind of started to gel and play a little bit better together. You know, I think early in the year, they're still kind of figuring it out. I mean, they're obviously winning games still, but probably not as dominant as they should be. When I was in Seattle, we played them twice every year, so I'm not going to lie to you, I'm not the biggest Rams fan in the world. But it is what it is. They are a very good team. They got a lot of good players. And they're probably pretty fired up, you know, knowing some of the attitudes on that team. I'm thinking that, you know, a lot of the talk has been about Tom and Bill, and they probably take some offense to that.
And it's crazy, like, from Jared Goff's perspective, you know, you're playing against the greatest quarterback of all time in Tom Brady, and we talked about him already, but you know, you look at the NFC Championship game, as you talked about, maybe some controversy at the end, but we'll throw that out, and the Rams still won the game. It was a crazy start. Goff looked like he was overwhelmed. He was under fire against the Saints defense that really wasn't all that great. If he has a similar or anything close to that start against the Patriots, you hate their chances, because New England's a team that, if they get any sort of lead, they'll suffocate you.
Yeah, I would agree with that, but part of that, too, is being a younger guy for Jared. Like I said, every team will kind of come out and throw their little wrinkle up. And once you kind of come back, you know, you get those Microsoft services, figure out, okay, this is how they're going to try and play this game. or the theme of the game. You know, maybe this week they're blitzing us a lot. They're bringing this guy a lot. Like, that's kind of their idea of how to stop us. You can kind of then adapt. So it is somewhat like that. But that being said, I still think that, you know, the big matchup, I think, will be the Rams defense shutting down. This might be not the hottest take up there, but I think the big matchup will be the Rams defense shutting down the Patriots run game. You know, I think that's being overlooked this week. Sony Michel has had some good games. He's been a 100-yard rusher a few times. You give Tom a 100-yard rusher, you're in for a long, long, long game. And I'm not saying Tom will be stopped, but I think best case scenario is you make him one-dimensional.
What have you seen from Rob Gronkowski? I mean, he was almost uncoverable just not that long ago, but that element of his game receiving, he just doesn't seem to be able to create as much separation. Teams have put him one-on-one rather than doubling him. But he's turned himself into this like road grader of a blocker. I mean, he's almost changed completely the type of tight end he is. What have you seen and how impressed have you been?
You know, he's always been a good blocker, and I think that's kind of the Patriot way is, you know, just whatever you can do to help this team win, you got to do it. And he's clearly, you know, he's still catching the ball. He had a huge play there that last game. So I think for him, he's kind of probably at that point where he realizes that they got another great opportunity to win one here. And if it calls for him to do some blocking, that's what he'll do.
Do you think Sunday's his last game, Luke?
I don't think so, but I have no idea. I don't know him personally. I think that you know, sometimes when guys are playing through injuries that might have happened early on, I'm just completely making this up. Could be, could not be. So I'm sure after Sunday he'll probably sit down and see how his body feels in a month or so and then kind of go from there.
So what's the rest of the week look like for you? And I guess a bigger question, how do you like this whole media gig thing?
You know, it's different. It's not. It's kind of weird being on the other side. But that being said, it's been a lot of fun. Sportsnet guys are taking care of me down here, you know, kind of showing me the ropes, so that's been great. But I'm going to try and keep playing for a few more years. Let's put it that way.
Who do you got riding shotgun with you? Which good-looking fellow or gal have you got next to you?
I'm with Brad Fay, so he's, you know, he's a pro. He's really helped me out.
Grizzled vet, good in the room. I like that.
There you go.
That's right. Thanks for doing this today, Luke, and appreciate your time, and enjoy the rest of the week.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Luke.
Luke Wilson, proud Canadian, tight end for the Detroit Lions.